Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Coming for my elect, and the elect are his first fruits, the firstborn, and I've told you they would be the first to leave, and he is coming for his elect. He wanted me to tell you that, He also wanted me to tell you to watch. The weather's going to start getting weirder by the end of August. The anomalies are going to be bizarre. We're going to have some bizarre weather by the end of August. People need to prepare for the coming pole flip. I don't know if that's going to be the pole flip end of August, but I know it's definitely going to be bizarre. It's going to start getting bizarre. So, one thing I wanted to mention, folks. So many of you are trying to find the right way and get on the right path of truth with the Father. And you know what? Sometimes the truth will shake you, even tear you apart. But God will put all the pieces back the way He wants them and pull you closer to Him. Truth journeys are not easy. You know, I say over and over again to get out of the churches and just sit at the Father's feet and ask Him to teach you the truth in all things. And it is a wild and it's a crazy journey, but it's one well worth it. And there's not much time left. You'd rather go out knowing you finally got it right than keep staying in the apostasies you're in just because you've been doing that for so long. So the wolves have been meeting at the White House, getting their talking points and how to lead the sheeple into accepting the microchip. And this is, they're moving things around, folks, because plan A hasn't worked and plan B hasn't worked. So now we're on C. And plan C is to go ahead and commence with the chipping program. And this is going to come like an avalanche. If you read my book, Interview with the Devil, and I talk about, we talk about the chip implanting, there is no doubt, especially in Lucifer's mind, because it's his chips, that this is how he gets to destroy America. He doesn't care about the other nations, they're already his. He wants candle snuffing in America because America annoys him the most. America has the most light in it. And when they talk about light, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you emanate His light within you. And they see that light. They see it. So he calls it candle snuffing. Snuffing out the light. A chip implant, the mark of the beast, we'll do that. So all the wolves that lead our churches and the Beast Network, TBN, the evangelical pastors that have the largest audiences are all getting their talking points on how to deceive the sheep into accepting the microchip. Because they're going to come at them with scripture and reinvent and recreate and twist scripture so that no one believes the chip is the mark of the beast. They want you to think that the mark of the beast means your mind, your thoughts. And that's bullcrap. If you've seen my videos on the chip, I've talked about how Israel was marked before. I was talking about the seal of God and men's foreheads. It's a literal seal. It's not a thought. It's not an idea. It's not an acceptance. It's not your heart. If you read Revelation chapter 13, the chip is, in fact, to do with trade and banking. That's the microchip, folks. It should have been translated chip, and it was translated mark instead. Do not get the chip of the beast. There's no mercy. There's no forgiveness. It will damn your soul to hell. And one of the biggest problems in the churches today is that nobody fears hell. Nobody even knows it really exists. You could go sit in church for a year, probably not hear a sermon on hell. Well, you know what I'm going to do tonight, folks? I'm going to give you a sermon on hell. because it absolutely exists. I deal with it on occasion. The Father has shown me many things about it. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, because, yeah, they want me to be distracted because they're calling me a cult and they're killing off Oregon warriors and trying to smear me by all this. And you know what? My dramas and my issues are nothing compared to what's facing this world right now. Because the mark of the beast is coming at you, coming at all of us. Right now it's a soft sell. It doesn't matter if it's a soft sell, because they're going to roll out. They already bought and sold Satanists and the witches and the soul scalps and the alien hybrid humans that are here, and they're going to show you the chips, and they're going to make it look fun and cool. Look, I can just swipe my hand and pay for that. Look, I can just open the door with that, my hand swiping my hand. They're going to make it look cool. A new tech advancement. Oh, you want the chip? It's awesome. It's better than using debit cards. You can pay for your purchases so much faster. This is trade and marketing, economy and banking, folks. Just exactly as the Bible says in Revelation 13, no man can buy or sell without the mark, the name of the beast. It's mark, name, symbols. All have chips in them, folks. No forgiveness. No mercy. You get it, you damn your soul immediately to hell. You know, I was watching a video last year, and I don't know who this guy was. I was writing down notes, and somehow I just lost. I don't have his name. I don't have his YouTube address, but this, he made some interesting points in his video about the mark of the beast, and it was so anointed. I always know when I read something anointed because it hits your spirit. You know what's anointed. You know what's from the Lord. And this gentleman was talking about how the chip will affect human bodies. He was having a conversation with the Father, and the Father told him three ways. And so I want to go over that a little bit tonight before I get into the heavy stuff, because I want you to wake up and realize something. This is serious, folks. This chip will damn your soul to hell forever, forever. There's no second chances of ever going to heaven once you get this chip. The first thing you're going to suffer is the loss of autonomy. It is a loss of freedom. It is not a gain of freedom. It is a loss. Because these chips will be able to track you everywhere you go. Even though they say they're not GPS, they are. And many people will try to cut these chips out of their bodies. But as soon as this device is inserted or embedded into their bodies, there are irrevocable changes that occur both on the physical level and the spiritual level. And you can't undo that by later deciding, oh, I'm going to remove this chip. That's why it clearly states in the Word of God to not receive this mark, lest you be eternally damned. You can read Revelation 14, 9 to 11. Also Revelation 16. Some of the physical manifestations are not immediately obvious, but when they are activated as a judgment on the from the Most High, then it will hit everybody. One of the first things is that when you insert something in your body, then white blood cells are going to swarm that site. They're going to swarm the chip that's entered your body. And this, your immune system is going to be sending an army to attack this foreign body, this foreign chip in your body, thus causing unusual fatigue, because this is going to cause your body to slow down to try to fight off the chip that's in it. Your cells are going to be attacking it. Your immune system's reacting to it. You're going to start suffering fatigue and a slowing down of your body. Okay? And this is going to get worse and worse. Another physical manifestation of the mark of the beast is the auto-digesting of the flesh. And I've talked about this before. The Bible talks about the judgment of boils that comes upon everybody that has the mark of the beast. The mark, if you get this chip, it not only causes your immune system to spiral out of control, many of the most important cells of your body will begin auto-digesting themselves. They will destroy themselves because they are confused as to how to respond to this intruder in your body, which is the chip. Now, many of the apocalyptic movies that have been brought out by Hollywood will show you this. They show you that all these zombie movies that are coming out, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Your body starts decaying from the inside out, unusual fatigue, you're tired because your immune system's working overtime. It practically starts committing suicide and destroying themselves because they're so confused as to how to combat this chip. It's going to turn people into zombies. And at another level, on the spiritual level, it's instant separation from God. Instant death from Him. Death means separation, because a soul can never die. When you die, you go to heaven or hell. A soul never dies. It means the word death means passing, and it means separation from God. You pass. You go to a different dimension. Which one is up to you, heaven or hell? Another thing about this chip is it will link you to the BEAST computer, which is actually an acronym, BEAST. There is one under the Walmart in Arkansas. Where is that? Starts with an S. Can't remember the name. Northwestern part of the state. The Walmart headquarters, Fayetteville. There's one in Belgium, and there's a third one. I think it's in Israel, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's in Israel at their headquarters there. I don't know what they call it. We would call it Congress or Parliament or whatever their headquarters are there. I'm pretty sure underneath that somewhere is the third BEAST computer. But Agenda 21 is now at our face, folks. They're calling it Agenda 230, 2030. That's hogwash. They're avalanching this now. They're bringing it out, Agenda 21, because what happens is once you get a chip, you're linked to the BEAST computer. This computer has a kill switch. And in my book, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer talks about how they can annihilate entire countries at a time, entire regions, entire populations with just a kill switch. They can kill you instantly. Kill switch. How do you get rid of 5 billion people? Kill switch. This was the importance of getting everybody linked to this computer and having them chip implanted. Because of the physical ramifications, they now control every aspect of your lives, including whether you live or die, and spiritual death of those who get it are now doomed to hell. Hundreds of verses of the New Testament in regards to hell. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, if you could not perish, then how would you have a choice of having everlasting life in heaven? Everybody perishes. Everybody dies. But where you go when you die is completely up to you based on whether you accepted Yahushua as your Savior or whether you rejected Him. Matthew 23. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? They won't escape it. Boy, does that fit today or not? All these libtards, the psychosis we're seeing on TV constantly with the mainstream media, they don't even act human. They're vipers. This whole anti-Trump crowd is just ready to implode itself and go into madness. Vipers. There's a million. I literally scroll here. At all the verses about hell in the Bible. I'm going to post this on my website, SherryShriner.com, because I want to get I want to get to some other things that I was talking with the Father on Sabbath day. All right. So wake up or perish, folks. Perish is eternity. When you perish, there are no second chances. Perish is to be alive with the Lord or dead and in the realm of the dead. Perdition is another term for eternity. Where will you go for eternity? The realm of the living or the realm of the dead? I'm going to talk about hell. Hell is a variation of torments and punishments. There are lesser degrees and higher degrees and everything in between with hell. And the reason I want to talk about it tonight is because people don't take it seriously. People don't take hell seriously at all until they're dead and they end up there. And I want to prevent people from going there. I don't want you to go to hell. So I want to tell you a bit about what it's really like in hell, because people think there's a party in hell. They're having fun in hell. Satan tells you it doesn't exist, and if you go down there, he'll make you a ruler in hell. He doesn't own hell. He has, the only access he has in hell is if he's escorted and he's watched, because he's not allowed to take anybody out of there, and he's not allowed to change whatever region or area they're in. He has no control. He has no authority in hell. Hell is the place of God's eternal judgment and wrath on those who rejected him. Therefore, Lucifer has no authority there. Does he go there on occasion to mock and laugh at people? People who hurt other people on earth get the worst forms of punishment. And people who were good people on earth, but they rejected God and made him angry, they all get the lesser forms of punishment for now. Eventually, everybody ends up in the second death, which is called the lake of fire. Everybody ends up in the lake of fire. The first death, when you first die and leave earth and you end up in hell, you could end up in some place very different. You could end up in some one of these regions or areas of hell, depending on what your energy level is. And I'm going to describe that a little bit. The creatures who come and get you, you've seen the movie Ghost, so you've seen these movies where these demonic beings come and they grab the person and they take them to hell. That's very real. That's very real. And the reason they know is because when you die, your soul has a certain amount of energy level to it, and they can tell based on your energy what area of region of hell they're going to take you to. If you have a very dark, low energy, you get closer to the core, the pit of hell itself. If you have a higher amount of energy, they'll take you to a lesser tormenting region for now. So I want to talk about the areas of hell, because the very core is the worst part of hell itself. It's the very center of hell. It's the heartbeat of hell. And this is where the most tormenting and torturous places in hell are. And then it kind of moves out in grids, like circles, and outer regions of hell and the inner regions of hell. And so you go on the way inside is the core, and then you move all the way to the outside. So I want to describe some of these different areas that I've seen in hell. And so I've seen heaven too, but I'm not even going to deal with that tonight. Maybe if the Father wants me to next time, I won't have time tonight. I just want to talk about these areas. There is an area, and it's called the Valley of Fire and Brimstone. I just call it these areas. I don't know what else to call them. This area is a valley. It's a huge valley. And instead of a river, it is a fire and brimstone. It's fire and brimstone. It's like heated charcoal and flame, like a grill. And these rocks are like sulfur and brimstone. And they keep the center part of this river that runs through a valley in flames and very, very hot. Now, on each side of this river is a mountainous and rocky edge. And It's the side of a, it's like this valley is cut through a mountain. And so people who get put here start off in the middle, and what they do is they run up the sides, one of the sides on either side, it's both the side of a hill. And it's all rocks, and it's hot. And the rocks are burning as they're climbing up them, trying to get away from this valley. But they can never get to the top or out of it, because there's intervals where the whole valley will begin to shake and knock the people off the sides of the hills, and they get knocked back down into the river itself of flames and fire and brimstone. And so it's a repeated cycle over and over again where they try to climb out of it to get out of it. There is an area that is not a fire, but the heat is like a sauna. This is going to be one of the outer areas of hell, maybe one of the mid-levels of hell, where you feel the heat. It's like a very intense heat. That's kind of like a middle part of hell. And it's an area of huge rocks and small rocks and everything in between. And people are chained to these rocks. It's like being a dog chained to his doghouse. That's exactly what these people, they're chained to rocks, and they can't go very far. Certainly can't leave the area. They have no one to talk to. It's dark. It's dingy. They are aware of the demons and creatures in the area who are also assigned to that area, but not chained to them, not chained like the lost souls are. But they can't leave either. The creatures and demons that are there, and they make sure the humans that are there never break free of their chains. They are the guardians of the rock pits. You're not going to see angels in hell. It's all creatures, and these creatures are the guardians of hell. They're like jail guards, the prison guards. That's what they're assigned to do, guard over the humans that are in hell. And the demons as well. There's demons there. They come and go. Demons come and go in and out of hell. They get called out. Witches will call them out. All right, so the Black Hills. This is an area that's darkened, and it's just full of small hills, and people sit on the hills. I saw younger people there. They're not in torment. I saw a celebrity hit in this area a couple years ago. A huge celebrity died, and I wanted to know what happened to her. And she was sent to this dark hill area. And I saw her just sitting on a hill, sad. There were people talking to her, but she had no interest in talking to them. Just kind of sitting there by herself. They can't leave. They can't go anywhere. They're bored. You know, this is kind of like where the younger crowd goes in these kinds of areas, the Black Hills. There's nothing to do. You lose interest in talking to people. The creatures are there, but they don't bother the humans. They see them, and the humans don't like them, and so they just stay apart from each other. But just, I mean, there's creatures everywhere in every area because they're the guardians of that area. Typically, if somebody dies, I can ask the Lord where they're at, and he'll show me, and it's can get crazy. That's how I've learned about all these different areas of hell, because I've seen somebody in them. Let's see, another area. If you're involved in any kind of Satanism or satanic practices, voodoo, Santeria, witchcraft, Satanism, that's the lowest form of energy. Also, if you've murdered someone, caused the death of anyone, being involved and associated with those who do, say you're involved with a coven or a satanic group and it's involved in rituals and sacrifices, or you're in on murdering somebody, that's the worst of the worst that you can get. And these people, when they die, they go to the worst places in hell. Also, those who mock the Father, maybe a minister who spends his life preaching in the pulpit, but he's actually just a real wolf and a Satan worshiper and a sodomite or an adulterer or whatever, they get the worst parts of hell. People who mock God openly, and just the outright witches and Satan and all that kind, they're in the core of hell itself. And this is what you might want to think of as the bottom of hell, the worst part of hell. Now, the lake of fire itself is huge. It's like an ocean. It's actually more like an ocean than a lake because it expands and it's so huge. And there are channels and branches that come off this lake or ocean. And these branches and channels lead off into various areas. And there are mountains and hills that surround this literal ocean. And also on each side of the channels and branches that break off of the ocean. Most of those who end up directly there are thrown down off of one of these mountains into a channel. And they'll stay in that channel for a while. And eventually the waves will thrust them out into the ocean part. The ones in the center of the ocean have been in hell for a very long time. Eventually, everyone ends up out there in that part over time. As I said, Lucifer is only allowed access to a certain point in hell unless he's escorted and allowed to go into a blocked-off area. He's not allowed to take anybody out or change which region they're in. He has no authority down there. Hell is not Lucifer. It is God's. And it's God's place of judgment on those who reject him. There are no babies or small children in hell. Teenagers are a different story. Teenagers who rejected God are handled differently. They're sent to a higher realm of hell. And they can learn about God and embrace him and things like that. It really just determines the teenager's mindset. And I'm going to say from 18 down, 17, and between 13 and 17, those kids are handled differently. They're not in a lot of torment. And they can graduate up into even higher levels. And so I don't have a whole lot to say about teenagers and kids because I've never seen any down there. What I have seen is like 19 and over. And so there's lava regions in hell, and these are the largest and most impacted regions where the bulk of people are. And these are like huge land masses, like something like, you know, the size of Nigeria or Texas or you know, France. They're just huge country-sized land masses. And the edges of these regions are surrounded by what looks like lava rocks, or those rocks. I see these rocks everywhere, and they're just kind of always igniting fire and brimstone and flame. They emit fire and steam in these lava regions. They make the regions very hot, very unbearable, and the people stuffed in them are begging for water, and there is none, and they suffer in the heat and torment. And there's no relief from the heat, and there's no water. This is like a middle-level part of hell. It's close to the core, but not too close to the core. It's one of the middle areas away from hell, close enough to be tormented by all the heat that comes from the core and from the lava rocks in the region. What reminds me of that is that one tape of the Russian oil drillers that drilled into hell, and you could hear all those millions of people screaming. I don't know if you ever heard of that. That reminds me of one of those lava regions I've seen, because that's where the bulk of the people are, millions of them. There could be billions in one area. The witches, warlocks, the voodooers, all forms of witchcraft, Satanism. There are cells, and someone talks about this in the book. I think Divine Revelation of Hell, I think she talks about it, Mary Kay Baxter, because I've seen them too. Where there are lines and lines and rows of cells, jail cells, like you'd think of a prison tier system in our prisons. Except these cells, they go for thousands. I mean, there's just thousands in a row. And then there's single cells. And these witches and warlocks and Satanists, they're put in them. Well, not the Satanists. I'll tell you where they go. They're usually in the labs. The witches and warlocks are stuffed in these cells, one in each cell. And on interval, it's like a flamethrower comes by and shoots flames in all the cells. And that's what they have to deal with. like every 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a flame comes in and sets them on fire. And there's a couple things I disagree with that was spoken of in these books. The one person said she didn't see a body, she saw gray mist as a soul, and I see bodies there, so maybe she wasn't allowed to see the person, I don't know, but every time I've seen anybody in hell, I've seen the literal person, the literal body. Our spirit bodies are very much like our physical flesh bodies when we die. When Yeshua walked down the road to Emmaus with the apostles, they didn't recognize him, and he was in a spirit body. They weren't aware that one of them wasn't a human flesh. They didn't notice anything different about them. And you don't. You could look at a person in a spirit body and not know it's their spirit body. You would think it was their flesh body. And you have these flesh bodies in hell, and you have everything in hell that you had on earth. You can see, you can smell, you can touch, taste, you can desire things. People want food, they want water. There's nothing in hell. And so you desire things. It's just like being in a flesh body. The thing with hell is that you burn and your skin doesn't disintegrate and disappear. You're just always burning and always suffering and always alive. You're just always alive. You can't be killed. You're already dead. Also the pits, the single person pits, miles of them, where one individual, there's a hole in the ground, and a person's chained to the bottom of it, and those lava rocks are down there, and they shoot up flames. That's where they like to put a lot of the mockers. The Satanists, and a lot of the Satanists will end up there. These individual pits where they're chained in them, holes dug in the ground. And there's also the lab, the medical lab. And this is something that Lucifer had duplicated and has in the bottom of the Vatican. Everything about hell, a lot of it has been duplicated by Lucifer and put into the city. There used to be a huge city under the Vatican, and I destroyed a lot of that. But there's parts of it left, and the very tops of it. And Satan still has his fun there. If you guys think the Vatican is a religious center, you have no idea. But the medical labs, or labs, I don't know what else you call them, they're tables, and people are put on them. And you've seen this in the horror movies. I don't know how they got this. Somebody must have told them about it. Maybe it was Lucifer, I don't know. People are put on these tables and they're tormented. They're tormented by various creatures. Demons do various torments to them. And that's what Lucifer duplicates in the Vatican, his fun house. They have these tables where they put humans on them and they torture them. And I describe it in my book. It's just really ghastly what they do there. I can only take so much of that hearing it. Because this is what alive humans, this is what they're doing to live humans underneath the Vatican. What I'm describing is just stuff they do after they're dead and they're in hell and under judgment. There's also the carnival area. Somebody I saw, I asked the Lord where they were at, and he showed me, and this person was on this Ferris wheel type thing. Now you know where you get the amusement park ride ideas from, right? Satan's not very original. He's taken a lot of ideas from heaven and stuff he's seen in hell. It's like a Ferris wheel. And at the bottom of it is a huge pile of ash. Just burned, flamey ashes, gray ashes, piles of it. And when the Ferris wheel goes all the way around and starts coming down towards the bottom, you end up going straight through that huge pile of ash and burning and it's torturous. And then there's other things. The bungee jump thing, You're attached to this device, and you're cast off of it, and you're thrown down into another pile of ash. This, the carnival things is like all this, this gooey ash stuff, gray ash, flamey stuff. And people are thrown down into it, and then they come back up from the bungee-type cord, and then they just, it's just over and over and over again. You just keep getting thrown down in it, thrown down in it. Different aspects of the carnival area. And so there's a center, and it duplicates in the cloning labs, what's called the cloning labs or fun houses, fun centers, where people are brought to the center of it, and they can be people who were killed by them or hurt by them on the earth can have justice and retaliation against them. They can torment or torture them or whatever. I don't know what it's called, the fun center, I guess. Torture center. This is various different areas of hell, folks. And when you die, you have no second chance. You have no say. You're either going to have angels coming to get you or the creatures. People think they're demons, and maybe the demons help out. I don't think they do. I think it's just the Lord's creatures. That they look very demonic. And that's what they do. They gather the souls and they take them to hell and they put them in whatever region that they're told to put them in, or they can detect, like I said, the energy level thing. They detect what kind of energy level you have, and that's where you go to a particular region, whether you're outside on the outer rim or you're inside close to the core of hell itself or in the center of it itself. And that's usually where the Satanists go, the witches, people who have murdered people, people who have raped people, that's where they go, the center of hell itself. And so, just a very, very huge, vast place, folks, and hell expands. It never runs out of room. It can always hold the people that's there. There's people that have been there for thousands of years. I've seen very, very old people there. And you know what? In the Bible, it talks about Sheol. It talks about the upper Sheol and lower Sheol. And at one time, Lucifer had control and access to lower Sheol. And he had a throne down there, and he dominated lower Sheol. And upper Sheol was where good people would go that weren't bad enough to qualify for lower Sheol, and they got to be in upper Sheol. And there wasn't any torture or fire. There wasn't any flame or anything. That was the realm of the dead. And so when Yahushua defeated death and the curse of death on the cross, it says when he rose again, he had the keys of life and death. He had the keys of hell. He now dominated. We got the dominance of it. And so upper and lower were crushed. It was all turned into one big hell. Lucifer lost his dominion in hell at that point. And it all became under God's judgment. And of course, the first time a flame was even lit in hell was Korah and his followers, who were mocking Moses. And the ground opened up, and Korah and his followers were sunk down into the earth, and that's when a flame was first lit in hell. You can read about it. I think it's Exodus, Leviticus. Anyway, I'm almost out of time. I just wanted to run over different areas of hell, folks, because it's a real place. If you die lost without the Father, this is where you will end up. You will go to hell. And so, do not get the chip of the beast. If you get the mark of the beast, you will automatically have a reserved spot in hell with your name on it. Anyway, folks, you can go to my page, sherryshriner.com. Click on the link for my salvation prayer, my salvation page, and dedicate your life to the Most High. I'll be back on Wednesday at noon. Until then, everybody, Yah bless.